Hello, and welcome to another episode of Doctor and Me podcast show. My name is Chris Dan, and I am your host. Today, I have with me Dr. Stephen Hatcher. He is the owner and dentist at TarheelDentist.com and TriadDentistry.com. I am so happy to have you here today. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hatcher.
Hi, Chris Dan. How are you doing today?
Absolutely doing great. I wanted you to tell me a little bit about what got you into dentistry.
When I was in I think it was college, I went back to see my family dentist, and I saw how there was a kid in there that had some pretty grungy looking front teeth. And after one visit, just doing some, you know, simple restorative, you know, made his teeth look really nice. And when the young kid looked in the mirror and saw how much nicer his teeth looked, I saw like immediate change in his self-esteem. And I was like, wow, that's, you know, pretty big impact. And that's what I want to do. So I set my sights for dentistry.
Makes sense. Well, tell me a little bit about your practice and what, why do patients like coming to your office?
They like coming to us. We're a comprehensive practice. We don't judge anybody, and we really try and focus on long-term goals for the patient, and we, you know, very patient-centered. So we sit down with the patient and figure out what's going on and figure out what's appropriate, and we just ask them questions, and it's a no-judgment zone. And people really, you know, appreciate that. You'll never have a hygienist, you know, wagging their finger, you know, at a patient. You should have flossed and you should have done this and that. You know, we're just there to help, you know. And the truth is, you know, there's a lot of dentists that don't floss, and, you know, we have them in our practice, and, you know, they get cavities and decay just like everybody else. So it's not like we're immune to it.
Right. Right. I wonder, well, what do you tell those people that come in, that even your fellow dentists that come in that, you know, aren't doing so great on preventative dentistry? What's your philosophy on dental hygiene at your office?
You know, we make recommendations. I mean, sometimes it's, you know, the medications that they're on can cause their mouth to get drier and that sort of thing. But, you know, we just show them pictures, show them what's going on and, you know, how to prevent it. And, you know, if they're interested. And, you know, we just show them, you know, we have intraoral cameras and digital x-rays, and we just put it on the screen and show them, you know, show them what's going on. And if they want to keep their teeth for a lifetime, well, you know, this is, you know, these are your options. And then we let the patient choose what they want.
Makes sense. Well, can you explain the root canal process? Is that a painful procedure?
You know, it's funny you should ask that. Most of my patients, when I'm doing a root canal on them, they fall asleep. And
oh, wow.
They have, they just snooze off. It's, you know, usually about 45 minutes to an hour at least. But they have been in so much pain, you know, a lot of times. And then once they get the relief, you make them go numb. Then they just relax. They just haven't, you know, had any rest for so long. And a lot of times, and, you know, when we're done, you know, they're like, wow, that's all there is to it. I'm like, yeah, that's all there is to it. You know, we're just doing a filling inside the root, you know, underneath your gum. And they do really well, you know, really well with it. I think the reason that the root canals used to get a bad rap is, number one, the patient was in pain. And then number two, the anesthetics back then really weren't that great. And we've got some new techniques and some new anesthetics that really are powerful and help the patient get comfortable a lot quicker than some of the older anesthetic.
Makes sense. How do you handle wisdom teeth extraction?
I recommend sedation, you know, specifically IV sedation. And it's just better if, you know, you don't hear those sounds, and it's just, you can do the procedure faster. You know, you just have an IV in your arm and you're in, you know, what we call a twilight sedation, and pretty much, you know, you wake up and it's done. And it's a great way. It's not that's not something that you really want to remember. When I was an army dentist, and, you know, we did those all the time, when people are awake. And, you know, those were soldiers and, you know, they're a little bit tougher than your average, average patient. But, you know, for, you know, when it comes time for my daughter, I'm going to, you know, she's going to be sleeping for her procedure, no doubt.
Makes sense. Let's talk a little bit about veneers and how can they restore a person's smile?
Yeah, it's really awesome. I mean, a lot of folks are unhappy with the shape, color, and size of their teeth. And, you know, with veneers, you know, we do those all the time. And you can, you know, modify those. And you can make them any color you want. And, you know, what we have in our practice is a little brag book. And we can show the patient, like, actual cases that, you know, we have done. And I can show the patient, say, you know, here's, you know, a similar situation that you have. And here's the before and after. And this is my work. This is not, you know, anybody else's. And this is the lab technician that, you know, that we use. And it's pretty awesome when we do the delivery. The lab technician comes in, and if the patient doesn't like the shade, you know, we characterize it, you know, right there, and it's customized exactly to what the patient wants, and it's pretty life changing, you know, from a self esteem standpoint, and people can smile, and you know, some people feel like their smile has kept them from, you know, promotions at work and that sort of thing. I just had someone come in the other day who, actually last Thursday, and he wants to do his full mouth because he recently got divorced. He wants to get back on the dating scene, and he wants to, you know, put his best self forward. So he wants to do his, you know, his whole mouth. So we're like, great, we can do that.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can you walk me through the dental implant procedure?
Yeah, there's a couple different, you know, ways. Let's say, you know, one time I had a patient, this was interesting, I had a patient one time that had gallbladder surgery. And when he woke up, they accidentally knocked out his front tooth. And he looked us up online, he found us, read our reviews, and, you know, he came over and we worked him in that day, and he didn't have a front tooth, and we, you know, removed the tooth, put an implant in, you know, what we call an immediate implant, and we put a temporary on that tooth, and he walked out with a front tooth. And it was pretty amazing. I mean, could you imagine waking up from major surgery and looking in the mirror and seeing your front tooth is gone?
No.
So, you know, you can do anything from something simple like that to, you know, we do a lot of implants. We frequently have people come in from out of town. There's another case that I just delivered. The guy came from over an hour away, and he was missing a row of teeth. And, you know, we just put a couple implants and did an implant bridge. So you can do anything from one tooth to a row of teeth. And then the other thing that's pretty awesome is there's something called the all-on-4, all-on-6, where if, you know, you're wearing dentures or your teeth are in, you know, really bad shape and there's no hope for them, you know, you can have all the teeth removed, you know, put in 4 or 6 implants, and you could have permanent teeth, a full arch of teeth that don't come in and out, that are permanent, and only a dentist can remove them. And the great thing about that, or in general with implants, is that they can't get decay. You know, so a big part of our day is replacing, you know, dentistry that's failing. You know, it's a pretty harmful environment, and, you know, even sealants fail with decay sometimes. And that's the beauty of implants, is, you know, they can't get decay. And some of the materials that we have today, they're so strong that, I mean, you could take the crown and hit it with a hammer on a 2x4, and it would literally go right, you know, right through the 2x4 instead of shattering. So the materials that we have today, you know, I tell patients that you can eat anything that won't eat you, you know, with these implants. I mean, they're really super, super strong.
Makes sense. I'm wondering, do you first suggest an implant, or maybe would you go with the crown or bridge first?
Implant is always the best choice if you have the bone. So, you know, each situation is, you know, you have to evaluate, you know, each situation. But, you know, for the most part, it's the only treatment option that's going to maintain the bone. So if you do a bridge, you know, or something removable like a flipper or a partial, that's going to, you're still going to get bone loss. But the implant is going to maintain the bone. So that's usually my go-to selection if you're missing teeth.
Makes sense. Let's talk a little bit about Invisalign. When would you recommend Invisalign, and when would you recommend traditional braces?
Well, I leave that up to the, you know, the orthodontist. We don't do any Invisalign. So, but, you know, typically if, you know, there's been a lot of advances in Invisalign, and, you know, moderate to severe crowding, I've seen some incredible results with it. The biggest advantage that I see with Invisalign is the hygiene factor. So, it's hard to, brush your teeth and floss with traditional braces, and you don't have to worry about that with Invisalign. So, you know, it's great from a hygiene standpoint. There's nothing worse than taking off an orthodontist removes a bunch of, you know, braces, and they've got, you know, decay all over the place.
Right. What procedure do you like doing the most?
I like restoring, you know, smiles. You know, I enjoy the IV sedation. You know, someone that's a high fear patient and hasn't been to the dentist in 10 years, and, you know, in 2 or 3 visits, they wake up and, you know, they've got, you know, a new lease on life, and it's really, really gratifying. I've seen, you know, self-esteem changes. I've seen, like, different people come out of their shell, and, whoa, you know, you're just a, you know, completely different person. You know, whether that's with, you know, with veneers and crowns, or, you know, like the all-on-4 procedure. I mean, I've seen people that their personalities have been just hidden with shame, you know, because they've been so ashamed of their teeth, and then they get their life and their function back, and they're just like different people, you know. It's just really rewarding.
Right, right. Well, tell me what happens when a patient presents with gum disease. How do you treat that?
You know, if it has a good long-term, you know, prognosis, you know, you measure every single tooth, you get x-rays and see how much bone loss they have. Sometimes, you know, the bone loss is so advanced that the teeth just cannot be saved. But, you know, if they haven't lost too much bone, then, you know, you can, you know, maintain them with what we call a deeper cleaning, and you do that about every 3 to 4 months, and you try to keep a lot of the schmutzy, you know, off the roots. And if you can do that, you can help people maintain, you know, their teeth and gums for a lifetime. But sometimes it's just too advanced, so, you know, it's better to try to get in there and do that in the earlier stages before, you know, the people have lost all their bone. And then if you lose all the bone, then it makes the implant procedure, you know, more complicated. So in dentistry, nothing gets simpler over time. It just gets, you know, more complicated and more complex and expensive over time. So the sooner you can get in to have an evaluation, you know, the better off, you know, the clinical procedure will be.
If you could tell something to potential patients, what would that be?
I would tell patients that not all dentists are created equal. So I would say, you know, when you're, you know, what to, you know, be a smart consumer, what are, you know, the qualifications of the dentist that, you know, you're looking at, how, I would tell them to look at, you know, how much, you know, continuing education, you know, do they have, say, you know, look at the facility. Does this look like the type of facility that can, you know, offer the type of care that you're seeking? You know, look at the team, you know, how long has that team been there? You know, things like that can tell you a lot about, you know, the practice and the type of practice that you're in.
Right. Tell me about the team at your practice.
I mean, we've got most of our team members drive over an hour to come to work. And so wow. there's a lot of, if you think about it, there's a lot of dental offices that they pass that they could work in. And, you know, most of our, I like to call them team members and not staff members. Most of our team members, you know, have been with the practice 10 plus years. And a lot of them have 20 plus years experience, you know, in the field. So it's nice, you know, for the patients, they like to see the same help. You know, it's just like, it's like Cheers, you know, where everybody knows your name. I don't know if the audience knows what that show, remembers that show or not, but, you know, we've got one hygienist who's out right now. She broke her elbow. And so, you know, a lot of people are really missing her and like, okay, well, she'll be, you know, for your next, you know, your next appointment, you know, she'll be back. But, you know, we have, we really strive on the personal level to really get to know our patients and, you know, and, you know, we know who they are. So.
Makes sense. Yeah. To learn more about cosmetic and family dentistry procedures that can transform your smile, give Dr. Hatcher and his team a call and see what they can do for you. Thanks for joining me today, Dr. Hatcher.
Thank you, Kristen. Hope you have
Absolutely.
A great day.
You too, and thanks for listening to another episode of Dr. and Me podcast show.